kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Dr. Alan Terrett. He is a member of the Knights of Rizal, and we are going to talk about Dr. Jose Rizal. Good day.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What made you interested with Dr. Jose Rizal's life?
Well, in 1970, I was an exchange student to the Philippines, and I went to school in Dipolog City in Zamboanga del Norte. And one of the compulsory college subjects that I had to study was the life and times of Dr. Jose Rizal. And I had a very good teacher. I had a Mr. Edrelin who taught me about Rizal. And he was able to impart to me how the man was brilliant. He had a passion for Rizal's life, and that passion basically passed on to myself.
And since then, you've been working tirelessly.
Well, I just get there, and I think that Rizal was an amazing person, because when you think about it, when he was executed, he was only 35 and a half years old, and yet the enormous amount of stuff that he had done, he wasn't just an author of a couple of books and a medical practitioner. He was a medical specialist, and he could, you know, he'd studied 22 languages, and he could fluently speak five of them, and he was an engineer, and he was a businessman, and he was a lexicographer, and he translated material. It's just absolutely enormous the amount of material that he was able to do within those 35 years of his life. Even his great friend Ferdinand Blumentritt got there and made the statement that a person of the caliber of Rizal only appears in a nation's history about once every 200 years. And I think in the Philippines, everybody knows Rizal. Rizal is everywhere in the Philippines. You've got Rizal Street, you've got Rizal Avenue, you've got Rizal Boulevard, you've got Rizal statues, you've got everything. But I think a lot of people don't truly appreciate what he did. And more than that, though, the talk I just gave this morning was everybody needs a hero. And Rizal just didn't talk about events that were happening during his lifetime. He was also talking about racial prejudice. He was talking about legal representation for everybody, education for everybody, the inviolable rights of people as human beings. Everybody should be allowed to achieve things in their life and be given the opportunity to achieve those things and have that education. So he spoke about lots of things, not only about the times that he lived in, but also into the future. And I just think there's no, or he's one of the great people on which to use as a guide, and to try and emulate the amount of stuff that he achieved and what he did achieve and how relevant he was for both the past and for the future.
And you have been a significant part of the Rizal Park here in Invermay.
Well, my wife Eve and I, we started with the idea, and then because there was no Rizal Park in the Southern Hemisphere in the world. So what we did was my wife at the time was the president of the local Philippine Association. That's FABI, yep, the Filipino-Australian Association of Ballarat Incorporated. And we put forward a proposal to them that we would approach the City Council of Ballarat. And the immediate reaction of the City Council of Ballarat was, no, we're not going to do this, because we have guidelines as to how parks are named within our city. And they're usually named after people who had a great contribution to the community. So what we did was we then put forward a proposal which argued that Rizal was a great humanist who did great things in Asian history. He inspired the revolution which brought about the first Philippine Republic, and which was the first expulsion of a colonising European power in an Asian country. So he then inspired other Asian countries, or he was part of the inspiration for other Asian countries to kick out foreign colonising powers. And he spoke about things much in the same way as Mahatma Gandhi and Sun Yat-sen and Nelson Mandela, all these great people who fought for national independence and human rights for their native peoples. But Rizal doesn't appear to be as well known as Martin Luther King and Mandela and Mahatma Gandhi and these other people, and he should be. He should be, because his contribution was much the same.
And what is his significance, his teachings in our lives here as migrants?
I think what he spoke about is pride in who you are. And I think Filipinos are generally very, very proud to say they're Filipinos. But he spoke about pride and standing up for yourself. And what I did here today, in fact, I suggested to the audience that when they go back to the Philippines next time, if they don't have a copy, is to buy a copy of Zaidi's textbook. This is the College 101 course in Rizal history, and it's probably only about $6 or $7 or $8 for a copy of Zaidi's book. But just to read it and to better understand some of the things that he did, and if we use what he did in his lifetime as a goal, I mean, you might have a passion for language as well. He could speak 5 languages fairly fluently. You just look at what he achieved was absolutely amazing. For if you got there and you figured, oh yeah, this person was 88 years old when he was executed in the back, and he achieved all that stuff, it would still be amazing. But he didn't. He did it all, and they shot him in the back at 7:03, 126 years ago today, and he achieved it. And when they shot him, he was only 35 and a half years old. And that's what's amazing.
Such a short life, but so much accomplishments.
Well, and all of us can do it, but it must have taken an incredible... I think he had a great vision for the future. Some people suggest that's why he had so many girlfriends. He'd just start developing a relationship, and then people say, oh, I had to break it off because it would interfere with his great vision. I don't know whether that's the truth or not, but... he certainly had this great vision. And the sad thing is, of course, is that there's no direct descendant. The child that he had died as a child, which was unfortunate. But today at this ceremony here, we've got a direct descendant of Rizal's youngest sister, Soledad. She's here to help celebrate today with us. So the family still exists. And I think if you want a hero in your life, you can't do much better than looking for guidance about how to do things. And you can't do much better than take Dr. Jose Rizal to be your hero.
Thank you very much, Dr. Alan Tennant.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.